The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Can you even imagine what it would be like to be back in high school?
I can. I think about it, and I feel like we channel it pretty often.
That's a good point. But can you imagine what it would be like to be a teacher molding high school minds? To be a teacher, having teaching all the time. When those teachers are all alone, what do they talk about? You should listen to Teacher's Lounge.
It's from four people that I truly like a lot. They are so funny, they make me go ha ha ha. Drew Tarver, Dan Lippert, Brian Rosenberg, John Mackey.
It's funny, it's clever, it's brilliant, it's wacky.
And they have amazing guests from the Greater Hamilton High to discuss hard-hitting issues facing today's high.
So many things to choose from, and you can take your pick. But now on Stitcher Premium, you can listen to Season 6. Big Grande, Comedy Supreme. Listen to Teacher's Lounge, it's straight up comedy dream.
Honestly, we like them a lot. This is just so true.
It's just a true thing, like them we do.
Teacher's Lounge.
Go to StitcherPremium.com/teacher and use the promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium. We love Big Grande. Stretched so hard that I hurt my arm. Hi.
Oh no.
I'm my name is Injured Reno.
And mine is Concerned McKenna.
We're okay.
That's Zach Reno.
That's Jess McKenna.
That's Scott Passerell on the keys.
Oh my gosh.
You all right?
Yes.
You okay?
What is going on?
I don't know. You stretched too hard.
I stretched too hard to get ready for this wonderful day with producer Dana,
engineer
Brett in the room.
Milkman Danny.
Milkman Danny.
Dave, postman Victoria.
Dave the fireman.
But also, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's do the show.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's go.
Are you positive?
I'm so ready. In fact, I'm pretty angry
that
it's taken us so long to get to our guest, who is a wonderfully, amazingly talented human being. He is an incredible performer who performs with us at Upright Citizens Brigade. Also a very talented writer. You would know him from the show Superstore and just generally being the funniest dude in the world. Please welcome Chris Grace.
Oh, I just stretched and I didn't hurt myself.
Yeah, because you're
limber.
You got it, you're limber.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
It's so nice to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We're all full of cookies.
Mm-hmm. We did eat the pina colada flavored Oreo thins.
And they were getting a lot of heat, a lot of hate, a lot of shade.
A lot of strong opinions
in the
about
Earwolf
them.
Office. And I was like, I'm into it.
Also, my appearance is sponsored by Pina Colada Oreos.
That is true.
So I'm going to
have to... If you like Pina Colada...
Oreos.
But I'm on a cookie instead. Pina Colada Oreos. Dude wrote Edwin Drood.
Oh, Rupert Holmes?
Yes. Wrote that song and a musical.
I know. Wow. The last time I talked about this song was also next to you, and you also gave me this fun fact.
This is my one fact about Rupert Holmes. What were you going to say?
I confused that with the old Lang Syne song where, like, I met my lover in a grocery store. Do you know that song? It's like, you drank a toast of innocence, sweet drank a toast.
I no don't idea. Know, but everyone's waiting.
Wait, let me sing the whole thing. Let me sing the whole thing now.
No.
We're going to have to pay for it, Chris. If it's more than 15 seconds.
Someone out there knows it. It's about like a meeting. It's a similar thing. Because isn't that Pina Colada thing like a married couple?
Who are cheating on who are like answer a classified ad, but it's for each other.
Like, haha, we tried to cheat on each other. We messed it up.
Whoops.
We did it wrong.
We're bad at cheating.
We're bad at cheating, but I guess we like each other. We should have talked to each other. It's kind of a mind-blowing situation.
But they wanted all the same things that their partner already has.
Isn't that beautiful?
Didn't know anything about
each
other.
Don't it always happen to go that you don't know what you've got till you accidentally cheated on it.
Excellent. Janet Jackson reference.
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
I know it's Jody. I was going to say Jody Foster.
Joni Mitchell.
It's Jody Foster.
No, it's in that.
Everyone knows that song is by Counting Crows. They did a cover of it.
This is hilarious that we do a musical improv podcast and instead we're starting it by doing weird half parody like singing of real songs.
That's what this is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson sampled that for
Janet.
A song called Got Till It's Gone, I believe. And that's the first time I ever heard that song.
Janet, what are you
Janet.
Doing? Janet.
I'm really mad at sampling. Oh, really.
Wow. Jessica doesn't like collaborative art. You either make it from nothing or you don't make it at
all. That's right.
You're mad at a lot of music then.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Most music.
Okay.
No. I spent like my entire senior year of college exclusively listening to Girl Talk because I was like, someone did it. They put all the music together. And I don't have to listen to it individually. I can just listen to it in little tiny bits.
That was incredible when I first heard Girl Talk.
Yeah.
And then I got tired of it.
Yeah, but I do remember it being like the easiest way to DJ a party. You can just put on like two Girl Talk albums and it was like 45 minutes worth of dancing where you were like, yeah.
Or
you were doing what?
At a party. You put on the What Is Love on repeat.
Also a good
and
move.
And you let that song be the entirety of your party.
Yeah, that's also good.
That was what we did.
Was it really?
That was like our dressing room song in like high school.
What is love? Like, baby, don't hurt me?
Yep.
And over and over?
We just thought it was very funny. I've recently found multiple Burn CDs that literally have one song on them, and it's that.
That's very funny.
Because you would lose one CD and be like, I need that CD again.
Yeah, man. I was always using them as, you know, shuriken and other Japanese throwing stars.
Weird throwing star with no sharp edges.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be damaging. It's meant to. I didn't have a frisbee. What is going on? This is the weirdest intro to this show that we have ever done.
Yeah, Scott's like his hands have been hovering over the piano, and he'll like be there and then take it back.
I don't blame him. I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about. You know, it just belies like a sense of comfort. We see each other twice a week. Mm. You know, it's fine.
It's fine.
Sometimes we're like, guest, tell us anything about you. And Chris Grace were like, hi, Chris Grace.
We got this. Mm-hmm.
And then I sang a song neither of you'd heard of.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I was mad at all music.
I'm going to now sing from the beginning in its entirety.
Please do that. I need inspiration from this song.
Saw my lover in a grocery store. That's all I know.
We cut to a grocery store. And oh, man, this grocery store. It's a local grocery store. It's not a big chain. But it's just... It's Valentine's Day at this grocery store.
Aisle after aisle is full of reunited lovers.
Oh, man.
Peter, is that you? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you?
Sarah, I haven't seen you for so long. And now I find you in the seafood section with a basket full of prawns. Is it you?
Is it you? Is it you?
Haven't seen you in so long, but now I feel
a new fish for today. Snapper and flounder. Sarah?
Oh.
It's me, Dave.
Dave? Oh, gosh. Oh, Peter, just one second. Dave? Is it you? Is it you?
Wait, what's happening?
Dave? Is it you? Is it you?
I'm sorry, Peter. Did you know women can have more than one former lover? Now, Sarah?
Dave?
Is it you? Is it you?
Remembered, I was hoping that you would too. It's been so long. How have you been?
I've been working at the grocery store.
I was looking for a fish with a fin to put in this basket. Ooh, there's a sale on Snapper. Whatever happened after?
We had like one crazy night together, and I feel like I haven't seen you since.
Well, I had to come work here at the store.
After art, you had to cut.
Hey, fish market opens
Robert early.
What?
Robert, is it you?
Whoa, Steven.
Robert! Also, Sarah! Steven!
Oh my god, Dave, is that you?
So, this is not to be weird.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah?
Which one of you is my parents?
Oh, no. I guess it does have to be weird.
I had this note. It says, go to the local grocery store and find your parents in the fish section.
Who gave you that note?
It was in my cubbyhole.
At school?
Uh-huh, after pre-K. Pre-K ends at 11 a.m., and then sometimes I have aftercare, but today I didn't. In the cubbyhole, there was a note.
Hmm.
And
well,
are you in a foster home normally?
No. I don't know where I am.
Well, I can say right now for sure, the only one that would be able to definitively tell you whether or not they are your parent is Sarah. And Sarah, did you have a kid?
I did not.
Okay, so Sarah is not your mom.
But one of you could be my dad.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And she could be my mom if she adopted me.
Yeah?
Yeah, but who are your mom and dad
now? Like, what's your data? Did you just... Someone enrolled you in pre... What's your...
Well, my day goes like this. I wake up in the morning and I brush my teeth. Brush my teeth. And I get off my bed, and I put on my clothes, and I get ready for school. And then a yellow bus comes in and picks me up. Then I go to school, and I learn lots of things. Then it's over at 11 a.m.
Who else is in your house? You said you wake up in a house. I guess I'm just curious when you leave with someone else around.
Well, when I wake up, no one is in the house. I guess they all go off to work.
Okay.
And then when I get home, the bus drops me off and I'm alone like some kind of jerk. And then I brush my teeth again. I gotta do it twice a day 'cause my teeth are great. And then pre-K is over at 11 a.m. and I check my cubby hole for notes.
But who else is in your house?
Someone's gotta be in the house.
Are you having dinner?
Who pays for the house?
Well, let me think one more time. When you say house, does that include a cardboard box?
Oh,
because
no.
That's what my house looks like. It's like a box made of cardboard.
So...
When I say brush my teeth, right. I mean I put my brush in the gutter and hopefully it rained.
When you say brush, what do you mean?
I mean the hair of a cat that lives nearby.
Okay.
His name is Ocelot.
Oh.
and he's the coolest cat around. And I live in a cardboard box, which is my
okay, little orphan boy, who is about 5. What is your name? And also congratulations that you're alive.
My name is Timothy.
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 Timothy. My last name is Cardboard.
And did you make that up yourself?
Yes, I did.
Timothy, I don't know why you've had a life so tough and sad, but we'll find your mom and dad.
Isn't my dad here?
He could be. Let's see. Is it Steven? I don't know. Robert?
I don't know.
Dave?
I don't know.
Peter?
Could be, but honestly, there's only one way to tell for sure. We just gotta take a paternity test, and that'll clear it up. And we can put that problem out of the door. And by problem, I mean child. And then someone will take care of the child.
Let's go to a DNA test, test, test. Let's get a DNA test, 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 test. Let's get a DNA test, 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 test. DNA test.
And while we're in the grocery store, we're not in too much of a rush. Let's go into the hygiene aisle and buy you an actual brush for your teeth.
Whoa, that looks so weird. What's this big long piece of plastic?
That's what you hold.
No, I just got this cat hair and I got a strap of elastic that goes around it.
Timothy, you have so much to learn and so many ways to grow. We'll teach you things. This is the first thing, let us show. Squirt on the toothpaste.
Whoa, what's that?
Use a little water. Put it in your mouth, but not so far. No, don't go farther.
Look.
Brush, 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 brush,
brush, brush, brush, brush, brush,
brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush,
brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush,
brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush, brush,
How do we do that?
Well,
come with us, I guess.
Yeah, I'll go because I feel like I should.
Yeah, I'll go because, honestly, this was the last thing I had to do today.
I won't go, but Robert, call me sometime.
Yeah, I for sure will. I will stay here. And, hey, you call me too.
Well, yeah, I'm always here at the grocery store.
All right.
What is in grocery store? Test barn.
Y'all seem speechless. Ain't y'all ever been to a paternity test barn before? Come on in.
Come on in.
Woo, there's room enough for all here. Now here's
what. Saddle on up to the bar here and let us get some of your saliva or some of your blood or some of your hair.
Yeah, we're gonna go with blood, I think. But we'll take your saliva and your hair just to kind of do a double blind test.
Here's my hair. Some of it fell out already.
Whoa.
Thank you, little partner. Now, hey, why so glum? Don't you know you're at the paternity test barn?
Yeah, he doesn't know who his family is, so...
Oh, sure.
We're not his parents, just Sarah and I came here to just kind of like...
Guide him and just be...
Someone left a note, I guess, in his cubby, so
here,
someone knows...
I'll unfold it. You can read it.
Meet your parents at the grocery store. Honestly, great job reading. I didn't know that you could do that in pre-K.
Yep, I learned my letter forms and my numbers before anybody else. Some say I'm a genius.
Is that a public pre-K or did...
It's a publicly assisted, privately available pre-K.
I feel like there's got to be a paper. Someone enrolled this kid. We'll check that out later. Let's do a paternity test right now.
Yeehaw!
Woo!
Woohoo!
So I have to spit in this bottle.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna take my blood.
Yeah.
That's right. If you're starting on a mission and you cannot quit, the very first step is to give it a little spit. And you gotta do, here's the rub. Sometimes we also need a bit of your blood.
If you got those things and you think, oh, it'd be fair if I also gave you a bit of my hair, There's nothing that we can test, but you're five, so we won't, and that is best.
Let's get to the truth. I'll spin you a yarn. We'll get to the truth at the paternity barn. Get to the truth. Spin you a yarn. Get to the truth at the paternity test barn.
Well, hey everybody, I'm not a dietitian. I'm just your friendly lab technician. I put the things in the spindle here, and I'll give you a result. Oh yes, my dear, it only takes 48 hours, you see. Oh yeah, I'm living in tragedy, because so many people ain't got no rents. I mean parents, it just don't make sense.
We'll get to the truth, spin you a yarn. Get to the truth at the paternity test barn. Get to the truth, spin you a yarn. Get to the truth at the paternity test barn.
I'm also here, of course. Nobody can hear me because I am a horse. Little boy, do you understand? Are you young enough to hear at your pituitary gland? Can't understand animals and what they say? Nope, I guess not, cause you're walking away. I'm just a horse down by myself, and I'll hang out here on the paternity horse shelf.
Get to the truth, spin you a yarn. Get to the truth and the paternity test barn. Get to the truth.
Take 48 hours to find your mom and your pa. That's the yeehaw paternity test guarantee.
All right, well, I guess we'll check back in 48 hours.
In the meantime, Timothy, I'd really love it if you came back to me to my townhouse so I could give you a good night's rest outside of that cardboard box.
Whoa, is it like a big box?
It's a big box.
Yeah. You still have that place by the river?
No, actually, now I'm by the creek.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You always wanted to be by the creek.
Yeah, the river was too loud.
I mean,
rivers are so loud.
You're telling me.
Yeah,
The rivers can hide any kind of screaming, no matter what you want to scream.
What?
That's right. And that's I had to get away from there,
know? Everyone in this town is always going to that river to just kind of like unload their problems at maximum volume.
We cut to the river.
I just had to say,
I feel rage! I feel rage! I came to the river, wanna turn the page! I hate everybody in my life! Thank you, river, now I'm gonna go find a wife!
Screaming at the river!
Screaming at the river!
Screaming at the river!
Screaming at the river!
If you've got problems, stand and deliver. What you gotta do is scream it at the river!
Screaming at the river! Screaming at the river!
Yeah, you gotta be careful when you go down there.
Yeah, I guess, we honestly have so much to catch up on, Peter. I can't believe you didn't know I'm by the creek now.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, everyone whispers by the creek.
Well, the creek is where you go to tell your secrets that you don't want even yourself to know the answer to.
We cut to the creek. Thank you, creek, for the secret that you keep. Thank you, creek, for the secret that you keep. Thank you, creek, for the secret that you keep. Thank you, creek, for the secret that you keep.
I cheated on my taxes.
The creek is generally safe.
Yeah, I really love it there. I think it'd be a great place for Timothy to spend a few nights, you know, before we find out who his Ma and his Pa are.
Yeah, I mean,
unless, did you want to take Timothy, or did you want to,
I mean,
come to the townhouse? And I mean, I have
there is so much electricity between you two. Well,
once upon a time, maybe.
Once upon a time, I guess.
I made the biggest mistake of my life.
And I made the second biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, what were they?
Maybe someday when we're by the creek,
One day we'll I'll scream it at the river. Timothy.
Or you could talk by the pool.
Well, everyone talks at normal volume by the pool.
We got to the pool.
Yeah, so
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I mean,
I like pools.
Pools are great. Oh, some people say, I don't like the pool. I say to those people, you are a fool. Pools are great. Pools are good. Everyone should like the pool.
Oh. Timothy, I can't believe how worldly wise you are. I mean, you like really see things for a 5-year-old.
Well, I just know that you seem to like him.
Well, what?
It just seems like you were looking at him the whole time and...
No, you're just seeing the glimmer of a feeling that was once there.
Well, he was looking at you too.
No, that's just the flicker of feelings past.
Relationships are like fire, Timothy. Even sometimes after they've gone out, you can still feel their warmth.
And they can catch fire again?
I mean, I guess if you didn't do a good job of putting the fire out the first...
I guess it's possible, but it's not likely after this many years.
Is this a campfire? I thought I buried these ashes in sand. Is this a campfire? Is there a new beginning at hand? I thought I did what you do to keep the forest safe from light. I thought I smothered all those ashes that night.
Is this a bonfire? A bunch of pallets we stack so high, and we set them ablaze, and they caught a fire, and oh, we all were amazed. Is this a bonfire that burned bright and then it quickly died? Did I put out this fire, or did I just try?
Is that a fire where your townhouse is supposed to be?
Oh my gosh, yes!
It seems like it's burning down and this is misery.
It just goes to show that you gotta be careful. After all these years, maybe there was still a fire. We gotta learn fire safety.
We gotta learn what Smokey told us is true. The only one who can prevent forest fires, well, it always has been you.
Every one of us has to do our part when all is said and done. And we gotta put this conversation on hold for a second and dial 911. Is this a fire? This fire, I didn't learn fire safety.
I never learned fire safety, and that's probably why my house is burning, 'cause I walked out with my flat iron still in the wall. I'm sorry, I'm responsible for all the pain I've caused you all. Sorry, I couldn't stop.
Well, Sarah, it seems like when it comes to fire safety, you didn't know what to do. And now it turns out that you are homeless too.
Well, I got a house. It's not charity, it's just a sliver of a gift that I can give to both of you. Just be warned, it's down by the river.
Is this a fire? Sorry, I still have so much to learn.
Is this a fire?
I promise I won't let your house burn.
Well, we'll just go back there together and care for this 5-year-old baby, and maybe together learn fire safety. After all these years, hopefully learn fire safety.
Set fire to Sarah's apartment building.
Who left that note in a cubby? What kind of school is Timothy at? And who are his parents?
Find out when we return to the second act of What's in Grocery Store?
The musical!
Oh, hey guys, do you want a weekly news podcast that keeps you informed?
I do, but I also want one that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Oh, well, perfect, because allow me, Jessica, to introduce you, Zach, and the listeners to Fake the Nation, an Earwolf podcast hosted by Nagin Farsad. And it's every Thursday. She invites her favorite comedians and policy buffs to dish on the news of the week.
Thank you for introducing me. Hello, Fake the Nation. I'm Zach.
Hi, I'm Fake the Nation, a very funny and informative show.
Is it true that Nagin and her guests dig into all, from Trump's revolving door of cabinet members to Stormy Daniels, to whatever latest scandal is dominating the headlines?
Oh, that is true. We do that on Fake the Nation.
Do you also dish on topics that hit close to home, from interracial dating to pros and cons of on-demand everything?
Yep, yep, yep.
And also, we have great guests on Fake the Nation. W. Kamau Bell, Rhea Butcher, Joel Kim Booster, Judy Gold, Liz Weinstead, and John Levitt from Pod Save America.
Oh, God. I bet those conversations are always loose-lipped, insightful, and smart. And you'll keep up with current events while laughing through the pain because, guys, it has been a year.
Plus, this week you can listen to a special live episode featuring Earwolf favorite John Hodgman.
That's some John Hodgman.
That was Jessica talking, not Fake the Nation.
Thank you for clarifying. Here's where I am.
Yeah,
I'm over here. What is this? You have cold brew? Amazing.
Yeah, Earwolf really sets it up, guys.
So find Fake the Nation on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Thursday, just in time for your commute home.
This cold brew is delicious.
Isn't it? It's good.
Welcome back. When we last left Timothy, he was on a mission to find out who his true parents are, and Peter and Sarah were out to find out if there still was a fire.
Someone burned down Sarah's house, so now they find themselves at Peter's Riverside apartment.
What's in grocery store?
Ah, river!
I'm just gonna close the window here. You gotta soundproof your walls in this place. Oh, sorry, hold on, I gotta double soundproof the wall. Oh, wait, that's my fish. I gotta feed my fish.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
This place is beautiful, Peter.
Oh.
It's so tastefully decorated.
Hey, thanks.
Hello, Peter. You had 3 voicemails while you were gone.
Oh, thanks, Alexa. Play. Sorry, pause. Alexa, play voicemail.
Voicemail 1.
Hey, Peter, it's your dad. Hi, son, it's your dad. I tried to text you, but it wouldn't work because something's wrong with my phone. Would you call me back, please? I don't know if I need to download the new iOS, son.
Ooh, next message, next message, next message, Alexa, please.
Voicemail 2.
Looks like your dad got cut off. I was talking too long. What do I need to do with my phone? I'm sorry, son. I tried to look it up online like you told me. Try to just Google the problem true. But it just came back with message boards. I don't know what to do.
Ooh. Next message, next message. Next one, Alexa, please.
Voicemail 3. Peter, could you pick up the phone, cause it's your, you know what, let me put your dad on.
Thank you, Suzanne. I had your mom calling for me because, well, I was at the computer, you see, and I was trying to have you on speaker, but it was getting real hard, it was getting bleaker, so she was calling, and now it's true, we'd like you to call back and tell us what to do, but also where do you want to have dinner for your birthday?
End of voicemail.
Oh, thanks, Alexa.
Oh my gosh, your parents are so adorable.
Yeah, they're very sweet, and actually the phone is working, I just haven't been responding to my dad's text messages.
Well, Peter, that's really rude.
Well, you should, it's all part of the biggest mistake I ever made.
Oh.
Oh.
That's more complicated than I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought, I guess it's stupid of me, but I thought breaking up with me was the biggest mistake you ever made.
Yeah, it was.
What does that have to do with ignoring texts from your dad? And should we get into this right now, or should we, like, make Timothy go to bed? I don't know. What's a bedtime for a five-year-old? I don't know. I've been leading a selfish life.
It's, 5 o'clock? Bedtime. Timothy, go to bed.
What? Oh, okay.
Okay, I guess we should. Here, do you have, like, a big t-shirt he can wear or something?
What? Yeah. I mean, I have a me-sized t-shirt. Well, I guess it'd be big on him.
Yeah.
Oh, the sun is still out. Normally, I go to sleep when it's dark.
That's when you're in a box, Timothy.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but that...
Is this not bedtime? Is this too early?
I normally wait until the coyotes leave me alone, and then I shut my box.
Okay. Well, the coyotes are going to leave you alone for sure.
Here. Are you sure?
Yeah, I promise you. No coyotes have ever been in here. And
here,
never...
put on this shirt.
Oh.
Oh, the Eagles Hell Freezes Over tour. Why do you even have this shirt?
Honestly, I never thought they'd be getting back together again. When Robert Daltrey got up on that stage, I thought, you're from The Who. What are you doing here? And then he introduced the Eagles, and it just blew my mind. What a night. When Pete Townsend got up on that stage and said, hey, how you doing, Robert Daltrey? We're both from The Who. What are you doing here? So I guess we just randomly ran into you here. At the opening of the Eagles' Hell Freezes Over concert. And then they left.
I like Robert Daltrey.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He almost won American Idol.
Is that true?
Robert Daltrey.
Oh, no, that's Daltrey.
Sorry, Daltrey. I'm talking about Robert Daltrey.
Oh.
But I'm impressed you know anything at all, Timothy.
Yeah, well, your life is truly astounding to me.
This shirt goes around me 3 times.
Sure does.
So cute.
Hey, do you want to take like a bath or something before you get in there?
A bath?
Yeah. It's the only kind of body of water where you're allowed to be just silent. You don't have to scream like a river.
You don't have to whisper like a creek.
You don't have to talk normally by a pool. You can just... Here, let me show you.
We'll take the nightshirt back off and run.
Look at me! I'm naked! Whoa.
Shh, nope.
Shh.
Oh,
we can't swim. Cannot swim. Okay, good bath.
Good.
You did bath good.
Good bath. Good.
Look at me, I'm so clean.
Yeah, I'm just going to wipe out this towel, shirt back on, put you in this bedroom. Just sleep here. You can have the bed. It's great.
Oh, I am tired.
Yep. Good night. Closing the door. Sarah, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. This is hard.
I don't know what I'm doing, but we have to be better than that box and that ocelot cat.
Yeah. You think it's an ocelot, or is it a cat he named Ocelot?
I think it's a cat he named Ocelot.
Okay, good.
I think he probably had a book in school about, like, you know, jungle cats, different cats of the world, different big cats, and he thought, oh, this makes sense. He's a very smart boy.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think he has your eyes.
I mean, yeah, he does. Sarah,
also,
all this goes back to the biggest mistake I ever made.
I can't believe there's more to this.
Oh, sure.
Are you about to tell me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
After I left you, I didn't know who I was. And so I went out and had a kind of rebound thing, basically just because it didn't really mean anything at all. But... it's just something I felt I had to do, 'cause I couldn't get over you. I couldn't get over you. No matter what I did, and no matter who I was with, I couldn't get over you. I didn't know what to do. And now I'm worried that I've had a kid, but that's what I do when I have problems. I turn and run away.
I did it to you. I did it to my dad, and I'm afraid I'm doing it today. But I'm like a reverse Midas. You can see it in my eyes. The things I touch don't turn to gold. Everything I touch just dies. I couldn't get over you, but I had to leave before it all fell apart. I couldn't get over you, so I left before I ruined your heart. And now these feelings I have for you have got me so much strife. I couldn't get over you, now I'm worried I'll ruin your life.
Oh my gosh, Peter, you're probably definitely the dad of this kid.
I mean,
with
maybe
some rebound woman with, but we don't know who or where she is or why Timothy was living in a box.
Yeah, I mean,
who was she?
Honestly, I don't even remember.
Oh my God,
it
Peter.
It was a dark time.
Peter.
I remember this. It was a late night. I'd been drinking too much, and the only thing to distract me from my thoughts was stranger's touch. And so I said, I don't want to look at you. I don't want to know who you are. So I blindfolded myself, and we made love in the back of her car. And
oh my God, Peter, I have to tell something to you.
If I remember correctly, you were in a coma for 9 months as well, from an unrelated incident. I think what we did may have been the beginning of this kid.
I couldn't get over you.
Couldn't get over you. Child, 'cause you must have been still in a coma. Well, that's so wild. And now I guess we just have the paternity test to see if it's true. I'm kinda glad I never got over.
I couldn't get over
you. Hello.
Front door open.
Oh, hell. I'm the technician from the paternity test barn.
That's right. I thought you said it was going to take 48 hours.
Well, my computer was working extra fast.
Really?
Yeah. Are you Peter?
Yeah, I am.
Well, congratulations. You are the parent of a child.
Just any child?
This child.
Well, no, that was just my fancy way of saying it. You're the parent of the child that also came in.
Okay, great. Good.
And also, there's a mother connected to it as well, but I assume she's at a different address. So I'll be on my way
hold
now.
Hold on. Do you have...
Okay. First initial S.
Okay.
Second initial A.
Oh, yes. My last name. Albuquerque.
Yeah. Sarah Albuquerque.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, but I'm... Oh, I didn't see you standing there.
I'm sorry. Hi.
Are you Sarah Albuquerque?
I am.
Congratulations, you're the parent of a child.
This child?
Yes, I'm just I like saying it like
no,
that.
No, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
This
I mean,
is our fault. I was assuming that, like, someone had just wildly neglected this child, but because you were in a coma when you gave birth and didn't even realize
Wait a minute, you're that Sarah Albuquerque?
The very same.
Oh, I was working at the hospital at the time as a lab technician.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, we just named you Albuquerque because that's where we found you.
That's right. I since I woke from the coma, the only person I remember from my former life is you, Peter.
Yeah, I was going to say your name wasn't Albuquerque when I knew you.
No, it was Santa Fe.
So you do remember. It's all coming back.
Whoa! I need to go down to that river. Oh, it's all coming back to me. River. Oh my God, River! 5 years of my life I can't forget about anymore. Ah, River!
Sarah! What? Sorry, you were screaming and Timothy was upset, so I came downstairs and...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Listen,
I'm sorry.
This is crazy. It's
my parents. I haven't seen them in 5 years. They live in Santa Fe. They make pots.
Oh, they're probably so... SantaFePots.com?
That's right.
Oh, affordable and durable. Listen, it's... One, you should call them, because I'm sure they're worried about you. And two, this is like a lot to deal with. We don't have to be good at this right away, but we have to make it up to this kid.
Wait, paternity test technician?
Mm-hmm. Bill's the name.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Paternity test is my game.
Bill, why was it when I woke up from the coma, how come nobody told me while I was in a coma I had a child?
Well, we just do your papers and put you out on the street in a wheelchair.
That's...
And then an Uber comes and picks you up.
That's crazy.
Healthcare in this country is so messy.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to get political, I'm not going to have that conversation.
Okay, Bill.
All right.
Have it sometime else with someone else in some other place. Maybe next to the lake, which is where you complain about the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't work there anymore.
We got
anyway.
To the lake.
Fundamentally problem with two parties, it doesn't leave room for the gray. When there is only a two-party system, everything is yay or nay.
I know about this country, I know history full of knowledge. Please, can we get rid of the Electoral College? It puts too much emphasis on states in rural areas.
Well, everyone around me likes these cookies, but I don't. Everyone likes these cookies, but I don't. Because I'm British and
I'm sorry, hold on.
Yes?
Are you talking at the lake about cookies?
I'm complaining at the lake.
No, the lake is for politics.
You complain at the pond.
Oh.
It's right there. Just turn around.
Step. I hate these cookies that everybody hates. They don't taste like digestives. I don't like them. I didn't like the person who suggested it.
Excuse me, very kind Placid Pond. I'd like to tell you about some way I don't belong. Every day when I stop at an elevator, people immediately don't let me get off, wait for later. They get on before I get off. I try to be passive-aggressive with a little cough.
I'm sorry, are you talking about transportation woes?
Well, I'm complaining.
Yes, but transportation woes specifically must be done at this puddle that's right over here.
Step. Oh, little puddle. Little puddle. Through my every little day I have to muddle. So, puddle.
Subway smelly. Subway smelly.
I don't like my car.
Subway smelly and it's slow. And I do not like the mic. I do not like where it goes. Timothy, wake up.
I was dreaming. I was in a big house with a family, and I took a bath, and I wasn't homeless.
Timothy, it's all true. And what? We found out that we are your mom and dad.
Wait, The two of you, you were in my dream, and you were there, and you were
this
there.
Was, this it is was yes, not a this dream. Is it was Timothy. That's just you making a memory, not a dream.
What you're calling a dream is yesterday. The memories from yesterday.
Oh,
can
seems
we?
Awfully strident to be correcting me, but
it's no. It's just that
you have so much to learn.
And we talked a lot over last night. We didn't want to wake you up, but we need to apologize for we didn't realize we had done it, but we sort of accidentally abandoned you.
What? That's okay.
Oh, the forgiveness of a child.
You're making this easier than, Timothy, than we deserve, quite frankly.
Still, I'm just glad to be inside something that's not a box.
Oh, Timothy. But there's still the mystery of who left that note. Who knew the truth about us, Peter? And why were we at the grocery store that day? And also all of our past lovers. And
I think I know we need to talk to you about this.
The pre-K teacher. Oh, I thought we were going
to. Wait,
we
let me look at this note. At the bottom of the note, it says,
I should have put this together.
Meet your parents at the grocery store, signed your dad's dad.
Yeah.
Your dad?
Teaches pre-K. Should have thought of that immediately. Yep, he teaches pre-K. We haven't talked in a while, so it didn't come to me. But he must have known all along, and I pushed him away. I gotta go talk to my dad today.
All right, kids, everybody crisscross applesauce. That's right, listen to teach. I'm the boss, but a fun boss, 'cause we're here to learn and grow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody, keep your hands to yourself. Let's get a fun picture book off of the shelf. And now, let's learn the numbers we need to know. Whoa, whoa,
hey,
whoa,
hey,
whoa.
Mr. Teacher, can I call you Jack? How come your son never calls you back?
I shouldn't have opened up to you.
It's your vulnerability.
It's time to learn. Here's what we do. Get into partners two by two. We're gonna sculpt some clay. Make it into something you wanna see and say.
I'm sculpting my clay into a sculpture of you, answering the question that you just got from Brandon. Why do you think your son doesn't call you back?
And now that your clay is molded, let's walk around the class and say a nice thing. If you have nothing nice to say, you can just always say pass. And that's what I'll say to that question, that suggestion I should answer. That is too much, and watch me as I dance around what we're saying. And with Play-Doh playing, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, look at the thing I did make. It's a heart, and now it will break. It's your heart, 'cause your son doesn't call you back.
Okay, that's very nice. I like how you got the heart to look good, and you made two pieces twice, and you reformed that clay. What a good job, you get a sticker today.
If you don't have something nice to say, if you don't have something nice to say, just pass that question away. If you don't have something nice to say,
good job, if you don't have something nice to say,
if you don't have something nice to say, just pass that question away. If you don't have something nice to say. And it's hard for you to talk about.
Well, it's just more that I find that that's inappropriate to talk with five-year-olds.
But you brought it up with us first on one of your breaks.
And that was a mistake. And now we're going to have a healthy snack.
Teacher Jack, was that the worst mistake you ever made?
No, not the worst. It was a late night.
He's sharing again.
Oh, my God.
I was having a martini at the local watering hole. I saw my son and the love of his life passing each other that night, blindfolded. They were covered by a blindfold. And I watched my son and this girl who I saw so much in her eyes, knew she was the one for him.
It was clear as the sky, and I watched them bang, which was weird for me to see. Sorry, kids. It's back to the
what's banging? Family. What's banging?
What is banging? Bang.
I want to
you
know.
Don't have anything nice to say at all.
I want to know. For a snack. Snack time.
That's right, kids. Ants on a log. No peanut butter, because 8 out of 10 of you have allergies, so now it's made with ricotta. You're welcome.
Teacher Jack, you have one visitor.
Thank you, Siri. That's right. Hi, you, Siri. Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Peter.
Can I talk to you?
It's been 5 years.
I know. How's Mom?
She's sad. She misses you, but otherwise good. She's taken up a new hobby every year, and I know what you're thinking. Oh, she just abandons the previous hobby, but no.
She builds upon them.
She maintains them. She's really turning her golden years into a bit of a renaissance.
Oh, man, she's not old enough for her golden years yet. She's great.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. We can be at peace with the time we are in our life. But Peter, did you get my note?
Yeah. This is your grandson. His name's Timothy.
I know. He's in my class.
He's in your class.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You've known this whole time?
Yeah.
This kid's been living in a box, Dad. He's been in a box on the street.
I know this
and
room.
And you knew. I'm so angry at you right now. But can we go down to the creek? This is a conversation that has to be done by the creek.
Sure.
Kids, no one punch each other. BRB.
This creek runs by the school, so you're not too far away.
Yeah, no, I felt okay with it. You know, and honestly, we have an open door pod, so the teacher next door can just look in.
Oh, that's great. Is it Montessori school?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, all right. Dad.
Son.
I saw you in the bar that night after I'd pushed you away. You saw me with someone who I didn't love. After you told me the things that you said, you said, go to her if you love her, but I couldn't do that then. So I pushed you away, but then you saw me at the bar, making what I thought was a mistake then.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, are you guys reconciling? You're not supposed to reconcile here at the creek.
We don't know yet if we're reconciling, but
you need
where?
To go right to the fjord.
Right now it's just secrets. If it's
the fjord?
It becomes reconciled. We'll go. The fjord?
You have to reconcile the fjord. I'm here to whisper some secrets, all right?
Son, I know that it might not for sure end that way, but just in case, will you go with me to the fjord?
It's right there.
Step, 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 step.
No, you went too far. Come back.
Back, step, 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 back, step. Wanna know why? I can see that you wanna know why. I can see it in your eyes. You wanna know why? Well,
I think I know.
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
I get it.
Pass.
I shouldn't blame you. We make our own mistakes, and you let me make mine. That's what you do with a kid. Them's are the breaks. You can't teach me lessons if I am not ready to learn. You can't help someone put out a fire if it's always gonna burn. So, Dad, forgive you if you need to be forgiven at all. Not sure that you do your role, and this is actually kind of small.
I thank the good Lord. I thank this good fjord. Thank you for bringing me back, my son. But son, please, did you ever ask Timothy where was that box?
Now that I mention it, it did seem to be inside of a house.
It might have been a box inside your old room. We might have given him a brush or two. He might have been with our cat, Ocelot. We got her once you stopped talking to us. We might have just made it for him so he could have his own life and one day you could begin to be his dad, because that is your role.
I didn't know bag of life and you packed it full. The way you've been a father's the perfect role model.
Oh, you will do it too. Oh, you will do it too. I've taught you what I know is true and also more, 'cause you never know.
Peter.
I would like to raise this kid, and I wouldn't like to do it alone.
Would you like to do it with me?
That's what I was trying to say.
Timothy, we're sorry. It was a real accident that we weren't around, but now we're ready to be your mom and dad.
Also, you can't brush your teeth with cat hair if there is a toothbrush that is given to you, buddy.
But that's what your dad, he literally gave me the house cat to brush my teeth with.
I think there was
that part wasn't contradicted by anything anyone said.
He's right.
Well.
But that just goes to show you every generation tries to improve and build on the last. I gave him a roof over his head and companionship and food, but I did in fact give him our cat to brush his teeth with. Who cares? They lose the baby ones. I need a drink.
I think, you know what? You guys did pretty good, and I lived, so don't feel bad.
I mean,
I'd like to live with you as a family, mom and dad.
I'd like that too, Timothy, that and so much more. This is just the beginning, who knows what's in grocery stores. Our family, it's me and it is you. It is you.
It is you and you.
It is you and you. It is you.
The end.
That was
this.
Hi, it's Zach and Jessica, and this time in the middle of a podcast. Ooh, what's that? What's that?
Oh, I'm just writing on a typewriter.
Because?
We have a show at Dynasty Typewriter, a new theater here in Los Angeles. We have amazing guests, John Gemberling and Nicole Byer. We're doing it this Friday. Sleepy babies from the LA area, SoCal, road trip out here. Come see us.
We need you. John Gemberling, Nicole Byer. It's going to be insane. And also...
What?
It's going to be insane.
Oh, and also...
It's going to be... Insane.
We have a link to the tickets up on the Offbook Twitter page. It's been in the Facebook group. You can also just go to Dynasty Typewriter's website and find our tickets. Guys, please, we'd love to see you there Friday, this Friday, the 11th at 8 o'clock.
Show up. We love you. Okay, go back to the rest of the podcast now. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back, Chris Grace.
Wow. God. What a sweet yarn we wove. It was very, very sweet.
You're phenomenal.
And it involved a paternity test barn.
Yeah.
What a yarn.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. I just recently did an ancestry test.
Mm-hmm. And you found you have a kid? That's not how that works.
Yeah, it comes back and it's just, you got one.
Anything surprising?
No, I haven't got, it takes 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
We're going to do a little segment that was sent to us. If you want to send us a segment, all you got to do is tell someone about the show with the hashtag OffBookPod, and you tell us what the segment is and what it is. How do you do it? Also, you can just use that hashtag to spread the word about the show. We'd appreciate it greatly. This week's segment comes to us from Librickian, or Twitter, at Ricky613, RIKKI613. Thank you so much. This is called Rap Alphabet. Start with a letter. Next person's line starts with the next and go through until the song is done. For speed, we're going to do two letters each.
Yeah. Great.
But thanks, Librickian. We're going to do this. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced. That's how I pronounce it.
Do we want an additional topic?
I don't know. There's already 26 topics that we have to use.
But, you know, sometimes it's like that thing where, like,
you think letters are topics?
More rules, like, make it easier.
Yeah, brain thrives in conditions.
You know, like
success.
Writing a sonnet, how those are the easiest.
This is about that Star Wars. This is a Star Wars.
Shakespeare's such a hack.
Star Wars tissue box is on the table right here. So we're going to use.
You want to rap about Star Wars?
And tissue boxes and all of it. Okay.
Zach's breaking.
I got this. I'm ready.
Okay. Another year. It's another movie. BB-8 is in a man that's groovy.
Can you tell me what I am doing? Dude, yeah, cause the thing that you're spewing.
Everybody here is getting so annoyed. Full on done with these tiny droids.
Great galaxies away, that's where we are. Hello, all of these Death Stars.
I know what everybody thinks. Jar Jar is the motherfucking Binks.
Kylo Ren coming straight out the box. Let him touch you with his delicious locks.
Me likey it with several iotas. No hate, only love for that guy Yoda.
Oh, everybody coming out and say yeah, yeah. People who, you know, they like Princess Leia.
Queen Amidala, best princess by far. R2-D2 is in my car.
Star Wars, that's what we are saying. To the galaxy, no, I'm not playing.
Under the influence of Jedi, Vader, that's fine.
Why does everybody gotta be so mean? The xylophone looks like a space machine.
You know, I didn't see them till a few years ago. Zoinks, that's the truth, and now you know.
Oh, Star Wars, also the alphabet. Star Wars, and also the alphabet.
Taking this suggestion, I will never regret.
Oh, Star Wars, and also the alphabet.
This is Off Book Pod. That's Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings. Thank you, Scott, for playing all the great things. Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Chris for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Let the people know about your world and your life and your work.
And I want to talk to you about it because there's a very special show happening soon if you live in Florida, correct?
Orlando, Florida. I'm leaving, actually.
Orlando.
I'm directing a show called Thrones, the Musical Parody, which...
Thrones, the Musical Parody!
Two people in this room wrote.
That's right. I'm one of them, and Chris is the other. If you remember very back early on the pod, Jess was doing all the ads for a while because I was in Scotland. This is part of the reason why. It's a fun Game of Thrones parody. If you're in Orlando, go check it out. It's going to be a good time.
At the Orlando Fringe Festival. Please come see it.
Cool. Also want to give a shout out to Darren Ficarelli, who founded the Facebook group that we then just kind of stole from him. So thank you very, very much for being
one. Steal or adopt, like co-parent.
One man's stealing.
Yeah.
Is
well, it was born and it was sort of left on its own for a little while.
It turns out it was in a box the whole time.
But actually, loving grandparents were watching over it. But thank you, Darren, for all you do, keeping the fans engaged. We really appreciate it.
We got a live show coming up at the Dynasty Typewriter here. There is a website that you can go to buy tickets for it. The tickets are available now.
May 11th, guest to be announced, but guess what? We'll be there, and so will Scott, and we'll be making up songs, so come see our faces with your faces.
And as we say at the end of every episode, piña colada Oreos.
Give me some more of those.
Bye.
Hello, hello. This is Nagin Farsad. I am a comedian, a writer, a honey mustard enthusiast. I also host a podcast on Earwolf called Fake the Nation. So here's the deal. Every Thursday, I invite two of my favorite politically savvy comedian pals and policy buffs, and we kvetch about news and politics. And I'm talking about people like W. Kamau Bell, Robin Thede, Brian Safi, Asif Manvi, John Lovett. Guys, the list goes on. What I'm saying is we get very funny, fancy people. And together we chat about things like the Russia investigation, Syria, the EPA, you know, just some of the light stuff. But we also do the light stuff. And we do it in three tasty little segments that are rung in with this cool bell. Yeah, that's the bell. So, you guys, check out Fake the Nation on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. There's new episodes every Thursday evening.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.